Jesus tells one of those stories that makes us mad in our initial hearing of it. I know reading it the other day, I was thinking, something's not right about this whole picture of getting hired and when you're hired and how much you get and what you experience. But one of the old-time preachers said this is one of the greatest and most glorious stories of all time that Jesus told. So I don't know how he got that out of this passage. But if we look at the passage, we're going to learn a lot about the owner. We're going to learn a lot about where we fit in the story. Look for yourself in the story because you and I are in there. And also, we can learn that sometimes God does make us angry in terms of what he does, what he teaches. But he does so that he might introduce some of the greater love of himself to us and to the people around us. Okay, so sometimes it's good to be angry so that you meet the Lord a little bit more. And then you're not so angry. Actually, you turn out to be very, very glad and happy, about the whole thing. So in our story today, if it was told today, it would go a little bit like this, if you could be in the story along with me. The owner of Aldi's is hiring. Okay, Aldi's is down the road here. And because of inflation, they offer $80 a day for if you come and work for the day at Aldi's. These folks here are hired at 9 a.m. These are the go-getters, okay? They're very aggressive, as you could see, and very excited and responsible. They are hired at 9 a.m. and begin to work all day for $80. This bunch here in the second group of pews is hired at noontime. They like to sleep in a bit. But they are hired at noon, they're needed, and they are also offered $80 for their good work. And, not to be left out, these folks, the second shifters, as you were, might say, hired at 3 p.m. And they're going to work till 6 o'clock, just like these folks and these folks. The three-hour shift. Okay, they're glad. And, last, but as Jesus would show, not least, these folks over here. 5 p.m., the owner still needs them for one brief, bright hour. Okay, I've been on jobs that the day was supposed to be 8 hours. I actually only did 1 hour of work. Whew. And it is not being a preacher. So watch it. But these folks are hired at 5 p.m. They only work for 1 hour. And where do we see what happens next? Pay time comes. The owner says, hey, let's pay everybody and let's pay these guys first. And that was a wild thing to do right off the bat. It would be like it's Black Friday, you go to Target to see what gifts you can get for being there. Target, let's say, opens at 6 a.m. You show up at 2 a.m., you're a go-getter, you're right in the front of the line. I stay here for 4 hours to get those goodies there. And right 5 minutes to six, the owner of Target comes out. He says, these guys at the back of the line, I'm going to move them up way to the front. Okay, right in front of you. And then your job is to say, praise the Lord, you know. how hard that is, that sticks in your throat. Everybody yells, pay these guys first. That's not fair. In unison, let's grumble against the owner. This is what happens in Jesus' words. And to really overturn the tables of fairness, Jesus continues. These people, $80. He wants to be generous. These people, since 3 o'clock, $80. Since noon, $80. Not looking too happy over here. $80 for you. Okay, now the people working since 9 a.m., they are outraged. And we would say, amen to that. And in the words of Jesus in the NIV, they say, hey, owner, you have made them equal to us. You have made them equal to us. There's something out of bounds about that. When Jesus told this story, he started off by saying, the kingdom of heaven is like this. It's like this. Now, when you and I read the story, we'd say, but we can't live like this all the time, or it would be chaotic. Well, it hasn't been tried, so we don't know, okay? But we live the other way. We live on the kingdom of the earth, and so 9 a.m. gets a little more and less and less and less. But in the kingdom of heaven, much, 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 much. And the rest of us don't understand these people at all. Or at least we don't understand the owner at that point. Billy Graham's grandson said, if you want to make lost people angry, preach the law. 10 commandments, you know, get rid of them. They're no good. If you want to make lost people angry, preach the law. If you want to make religious people angry, who have a sense of fairness and rightness, preach grace. Preach grace. Something not right about this story. What are we going to do? Well, the owner has to introduce himself to us further, of course. And he says, don't I have the right to do what I want with what I own? And so, Jesus owns it all. And Jesus not only owns it all, but he paid it all. So all to him we owe. So we could say, now, this belongs to Jesus. There's a sense where we could be set free by that and thankful because of that and happy about that. Or, said Jesus, the owner says, do you begrudge the owner's generosity? Are you envious because he is generous to other people? What it could be for us who were hired earlier, you know, we could be singing, oh, to grace, how great a debtor daily I'm constrained to be. We could be happy as these folks because we got what the Lord promised. We have the riches of opportunity to be on the owner's team. Gladness can really overwhelm us, but only these folks here are singing Amazing Grace. Two little boys in their family were invited to do chores, and one said, I'll do the lawn, and the parents said, that's great. Mow the lawn for 2 hours. I'll take you out for a big ice cream cone. And so the one older one, he mows the lawn for about an hour and 50 minutes, and he gets thirsty. He goes in to get a drink, and the little brother comes out and says, can I mow the lawn for a while? Mow the lawn there. Go ahead, give it a try. He mows the lawn for 10 minutes. Dad says, ice cream time. Let's go get the biggest ice cream possible. Big one for you, older brother. Big one for you, younger brother. The older brother says, looks at the younger brother, I hate you. I hate you. Something not right about that. Do we sometimes not see the owner's heart when he is blessing what looks to be the least and the last around? Do we hate grace when it's offered to others? Sadly, sometimes yes. But you and I are working in the vineyard. That's the good part. And we're no longer on our own. Hopefully, the longer we work in the vineyard, the grace stays sweet to us. Grace doesn't become less to us the longer we work. We got our $80. That's a good thing. And so, to know the owner's heart and to say, wonder if I could follow the owner in being gracious with what the owner owns. And I think, too, we could see the owner's heart in that he was still seeking people to be on his team way, way up to the last minute. He could have said, I have these wonderful, faithful workers here. That's great. Let's just build my kingdom around these people. I mean, that would be a great church right there. Look at them. But he said, let's go for the noon. I still want more people. 3 o'clock, I still want people to come to be with me. Well, there's only 1 hour left in the whole history of humanity here. And some of us are the cabooses, you see. But aren't they glad to be a caboose? They're glad to be invited, even just with 1 hour left. They get everything that was offered to the originals. That's God's way. And the gratitude, the love of the owner, seeking the lost. And certainly, as Jesus told this story, there were those who had, they had a lot for a long time. They've been toughing it out in the heat of the sun. Serving God these many years, I tell you. Maybe they forgot how grace constrained them to be thankful to the Lord. They could be glad, too, with what's going on. And to look at some of the applications, our religion, which is trying to do it ourselves, versus God's grace, how the owner behaved. Okay, what is it like? In man's religion, we attempt to reach God. What can I do to be around God? Tell me what I'll do, and I'll do it. I'll take a trip to Mecca. I'll pray for 8 hours straight. Whatever it takes, I will do to reach God. This is someone called the Toby Keith School of Theology. Toby Keith years ago sang a song when he was trying to win somebody's love. Who didn't love him, he didn't think he loved them. And so he sang, "How do you like me now?" You know. So we come to God and we say, "I better straighten out. I do this for you, this for you, this for you. How do you like me now, God?" God said, "I like you now. I like you before too." See, man's religion, the attempts to reach God. God's grace, when it reaches out to us, he's born from God's heaven to a manger. God reaching out. The cross of Calvary, God reaching out. The resurrection, God reaching out. The Holy Spirit sent to the poor disciples, you know, afraid. God reaching out. God reaches out to us. Please let him reach out to you. Reach back to him. He's reaching out to you, an old song says. Man's religion says do more because God helps those who help themselves. According to the bad preacher Ben Franklin, there's no chapter and verse for that. But we kind of can identify with that a little bit. God helps those who help themselves, not gospel, but the grace of God. Surrender to him. Say, "Lord, both my labors and my failures are part of my relationship with you." Could we do that as God's people? Both our labors and blessings and failures are a part of our relationship with him. This is what Job discovered. He said, should we trust God only when he brings good things? Can't we trust him too when he brings, when there's bad things? To surrender more. Well, I want God to be big enough to touch my trials and my failures. Otherwise, God's only with me half my life. During everything good. Achievements bring blessing, we often say. Now, achievements are a blessing. They don't bring blessings. But gifts bring blessings. What Jesus can bring to a troubled soul. And in man's religion, love goes up and down. Based on all kind of things. Based on behavior, based on feelings, based on participation, based on the choir sang a good song today, I love God a lot more, and so on. They express love to God, but in God's grace, love is everlasting. And we discover so many ways just to say he is great, and certainly his love for us is everlasting. And then the last part of man's religion, in case you didn't guess, all the left-hand side is bad, the right-hand side is good. Left-hand side, wrong, wrong. Right-hand side, right, right. Okay? Man's religion is self-expectations, what we would try to live up to on our own. Actually, the right side of God's expectations are much higher, much stronger. And God meets them by his Son. And his Son does, you know, comes and brings that victory to our soul. And a wonderful thing about the Lord when you think about his grace, you know, nothing we can do to make God love us more, nothing we can do to make God love us less. The guys who were hired for a long time, they're working away to know that in our best days, we still need the grace of God. And then the folks who were hired just last, in our worst days, we still need the grace of God. Can I get in? You know, with 1 hour left in history, I think all believers today, for example, fit in this parable in terms of, you know what, we're hired during the last hour, aren't we? It wasn't like we were following Jesus for generation after generation, and we just came with all kind of, we were like, you know, we barely got on the ark. We'd be glad to be the caboose. I don't know if American Christians would be thankful to be the caboose, but there's nothing wrong with being the caboose because the engine's pulling you. And in fact, there's something heroic about being the caboose. It's like, even the caboose. There they are. Was a part of the kingdom of God. Jesus said, this is what the kingdom of God is like. Last shall be first. First shall be last, but blessed. And to say, could we be like the owner in extending the grace of God both to ourselves and to anybody we think? Who in your mind is the fifth hour people or the 5 p.m. people? Who in your mind is the last and the least and the lost? Well, we see how the owner feels about them. And you and I can take similar actions toward them. And maybe we'd even see ourselves as the 5 p.m. people. We were the least. I can't believe I became a Christian. We were the last. We were the lost. But guess what? We received the best. We received the best, who is Jesus. And that's what the kingdom of heaven is like. So as we follow Jesus, remember his wonderful attributes, full of grace and truth. And might we reflect our dear owner and our dear Savior. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, thank you for this story Jesus told. We know he told it to a fairly religious group that he kind of wanted to make angry, but also introduce himself to in a joyful way that we could be a part of the blessing you send. Whether we've served you a long time or we just feel like, well, we barely got on board what the Lord was doing. The good news is we'll be in heaven too, casting crowns before God. So it's not too late for us, not too late for loved ones, and not too late for people yet to hear. And work through us, dear Jesus, owner of the harvest field, so we could rejoice in what you're doing and participate and be glad all our days. Keep us to grace a debtor constrained to be. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.